Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Happy summer, everyone. I tell you, we are having some gorgeous, gorgeous summer day here. In the morning time, we are having gorgeous sunny weather, and in the evening times, we are having summer showers. I mean, when was it? Monday, I think it was. We had some cloud burst of huge hail. I have not seen hail that large in a long time. So I'm just so excited to be alive. Today is an amazing day to be alive and to be on this broadcast with you. Again, I honor and thank each and every one of you. And as always, before we get into the task at hand today, I want to play for you the theme song for this very blessed show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, as always, you know, we promise you here that we will always continue to educate, inspire, and empower you. And today's episode is one of those episodes that will do just that for you. Today is the day when we are going to be speaking about social media for the freelance soul. And joining me in the virtual green room is our expert, Dee Boone, who I will bring on live in a moment. So grab your pads, grab your tablets, grab everything that you need to grab so you'll be able to take all the notes of the wealth of information that she will be passing on to you. Now, I just want to do a bit of housekeeping before I bring my honored guest on. If you have not yet done so, I encourage you to connect with us at Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, and also on Facebook, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, and also on LinkedIn, Daphne-Clark-Hudson. I tell you, with all the changes that's going on in social media these days, you are at the right place at the right time to position yourself for all the changes. I also want to extend an invitation for you to be with us to support the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is a nonprofit which is founded by me. And this nonprofit will focus on the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies. We have committed to feed hot breakfast 5 days a week to 100 students. I need your support in doing so. And on June the 15th through the 22nd, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. is sponsoring a cruise on the Mediterranean Epic. And we would love for you to be there to support the breakfast feeding program. You may call our cruise consultant at 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174 to get more information. And later on in the segment, I will give you the list of places that we are visiting in Europe. So now, to be part of the conversation, I want for you to call in 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. You can call in, you can ask your questions, you can write them in the chat room, and just be part of this very interactive conversation. So, without any further delay, I want to introduce to some and just welcome my honored guest, Dee Boone. Good morning, Dee. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's always an honor to be in your presence. It's not your first time on here. However, for every time that you come, people have gotten so much information. I want to honor you for keeping abreast of all the new trends and to really keep us on our toes. Because if you snooze, you lose. And that's what is happening now in social media. If we snooze, we lose. Not only are we losing contacts, we are losing money and we are leaving money on the table. So we must keep abreast of all the updated trends. So thank you for your commitment in that platform and for keeping the rest of the world on its toes. Well, please take some time and introduce yourself and let people know why they need to listen to Dee Boone when it comes to social media, because you're a very well-rounded expert, but you're very sharp when it comes to the social media niche. Why do we need to listen to you?
Ah, well, thank you, Daphne. I really
appreciate
your kind comments. And I also want to say I'm so glad that you're back on the air.
Thank you.
Because your voice that the community and the world needs. So I appreciate
you
and I honor you.
Thank you. Well, as for me,
I am a success coach and social media strategist. And the reason why people really should pay attention to what I have to say is mainly because I want to keep them informed on the latest and greatest. And my career started 20 years back. I know I just look like I just graduated high school, right?
That's right. That's right.
I worked at a company, IT firm called Gartner Inc. And there I was the trainer. I had to train all of the analysts on the latest technologies that would come into the company because we had to use it for internally. And so any of the latest hot companies or products or services that came across the internet, Gartner was responsible for reviewing it. And so upon that review, I had to go in and figure out how do we use these tools for business. And so this was back with MySpace, Napster. Some of the folks listening may be too young to remember
to
these.
To even know, that's right.
Social media tools. And Facebook was called Face Smash for a little while. Mm. And it grew out of college kids trying to get to know each other. And it started to build up in other countries. And so it got on Gartner's map of companies to watch. And so my job was to go in, figure out how to use this tool, and to clearly communicate how the business units could use Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn for, to engage with clients. Mm-hmm. So I understood, at that point I was training corporate people how to do it. And mm-hmm. then when I left the company and started my own firm, D. Boone Consulting, and you can visit my website at www.dboone.biz just to hear about my story. My focus was on, at that time, leadership, public speaking. And what I found was that business owners, entrepreneurs, writers, artists, doctors, lawyers didn't know anything about social media. And I thought it was a common knowledge type tool. And that's only mm-hmm. because I was immersed in it. And mm-hmm. so I thought everybody was doing it. And mm-hmm. I started off with doing just a free workshop
mm-hmm.
for, people who just wanted to learn what it is, mm-hmm. how can we use it? And from there, I got like 50 people because mm-hmm. it was free. And then mm-hmm. from there, I started booking people. They're like, I want training sessions. I did several workshops and still mm-hmm. continue doing workshops, mm-hmm. webinars, teleseminars. And then people just, as social media grew, remember, mm-hmm. social media is still a young tool.
That's right.
It's not even 10 years old yet. So mm-hmm. we're still making up the rules.
Mm-hmm. So as we go, right.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's that there's a culture behind it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question before we get into the culture of social media and all the different component and aspect. Why? You have so many years vested in this.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your observations, what are some of the reasons why we as entrepreneurs continue to shy away from rarely delving into social media and get the benefits? Why is this?
It's just lack of information.
Mm.
Most people hear about social media through their relatives and kids, and they don't want to be bothered with it. And I nephew, they're always at the table with their a smartphone, tweeting mm-hmm. and all Facebook. I don't want to know about that stuff. I got a business to run.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find out the benefits of using social media,
mm-hmm.
they make a mistake.
What we have to realize too, as entrepreneurs and small business people, we have a business to run, yes, and the people we are looking to attract, we need to be able to just be where they're hanging out so we can run that business effectively. And they're hanging out on social media. So we can shy away from where they are. It's like going to the chamber networking or the speak for the lunch presentation. When we remove ourselves from the social media, that's what we are doing. It's like we're shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yes. Yes,
exactly.
Exactly. And the thing about social media is it is a free tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you set up yourself and your business to highlight who you are, what you do, and how you help people.
Mm-hmm.
And most people feel like they just need to just sell, 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 sell. But that's mm-hmm. not effective because bottom line, it's a social tool. That means people want to talk.
Connect. It's all about the relationship.
Yes, 100%. And mm-hmm. and what folks don't realize is that your reputation online starts with you, not
That's
with somebody
right.
else. If you decide to not put anything out there online about who you are, somebody else will.
Ah, that's right. So you better take the advantage and put it, because you are going to put that which you want people to have that represents you the best.
Yes. Right, exactly. You are mm-hmm. in control. And just to give you an example of how extreme this is, if you don't put anything out there, somebody else will. My
mm-hmm.
who has no interest in social media at all. And mm. we are African American, and she's single, and she doesn't have any children. I Googled her one day, found out that she was Asian, married with two children. And,
wow.
And this
interesting.
Now, here's the reason why. They took the information from the phone book. The,
mm-hmm.
from her phone number and address
mm-hmm.
and looked at it and said, oh, in this particular demographic, Caucasians live here. They most likely are married and have children.
Mm-hmm. And
they
Wow.
They took
Isn't
the
that something?
And it was totally inaccurate. And so this is the kind of thing you have to avoid. So it is crucial for
mm-hmm.
you to put something out, put out the right information out there of who you are, what you do, and how you help people. Even if you don't want to go that route, at least who you are. So there's
exactly.
information.
You know, that is such a valid point, Dee, because one of the other things that is a really pet peeve of mine is seeing people send me a request to support them, and their profile have no pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, don't you ever approach me without a picture. The
right.
least you can do is let me see who I am connecting with. And I'm
yes.
telling people, if somebody walk up in front of you on the street, want for you to do business with them, and they have a mask over their faces, would you want to do business with them? I don't think so. But it's
no,
the same thing. Yeah, people are saying, oh, I don't want to put my stuff out on social media. Well, don't do business then that you need to get the support out there, because you cannot go half-heartedly into this. If
right.
you want to attract the right people, you got to do things in the appropriate way.
That is 100% correct, Daphne.
What?
One of the key things that I teach is I always tell everybody, when you are going to go online, make sure the profile information is filled out correctly, fully,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you have a picture, a decent picture, not with you drinking a beer or something, but
oh,
something
Lord.
A really nice headshot. And most people will just, you know, throw any picture up there from a cookout or something like that, and then expect there's a proper way to do things. You have to think of social media as being in an online cocktail party, where
mm-hmm.
you go in the room, you have your nice, your best outfit on,
mm-hmm.
you look good, your hair is groomed, and
mm-hmm.
you're there to present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you have to do it online, because social media is just not a local thing. It's a global tool.
Exactly. And that's the power piece there that I think lots of people are missing out on. It's not like we're hanging out on the corner in the center of town. No,
right.
we are on the global stage. We are playing with the big boys.
That's right. And I have international connections. Actually, one of my best connections was a minister out in London.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an international minister, and he has groups that he works with. And he referred me to a church in Texas, Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. And they hired me, sight unseen, voice unheard, on his recommendation, and I had not met this man in person. So they flew me down, paid me, and put me up in a very nice hotel.
Beautiful.
And I went in, I did my speech, and they fed me very nicely and sent me back home. It was
exactly.
fantastic.
Exactly.
Girl, and
exactly. And it's like they, it's an endorsement, you know.
Yes.
It's an endorsement.
Yes.
And it's
an online relationship. That's what you had mentioned earlier, online relationships, connecting.
Yes, it's you know, people need to take things serious, and this is why I appreciate experts like you coming on here and really investing in the entrepreneurs that listen to this show, because this is serious business. It's serious time, and we are looking to make waves, and we are looking to enhance and build on our successes. But the only way we are going to be able to do that is to be where things are happening. We must be where things are happening. And honestly, I do not expect to learn it all. However, I focus on connecting with the people who know it all, because there's so much to learn, Dee, and nobody is going to be able to learn it all. And we have to know to invest in getting what we do not know down. You know?
That is so true.
If you are just joining me, you are listening to Expert Dee Boone, and today we are talking about social media for the freelance soul. So, hey, you need to be tweaking your stuff up. You need to tweet others, let them know where it is happening right now. And I encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. We want to hear from you, and we want to know. Don't be embarrassed to call in and let us know about some of your shortfalls. And trust me, there's help for all of us. And that's why there are people like Dee Boone out there who will take us by the hand and help us to get our stuff together. Nobody's beating up on you and blaming you and judging you. We just want you to get your stuff together, so you won't continue to leave business on the table. We were talking, you know, I want to piggyback on something you said earlier on. When you were working at that company, and because you were so involved and immersed in it, and then when you started offering this training, you realized it wasn't the norm for everybody else. A lot of people out there did not know what was happening. You know,
yeah,
and it
exactly.
is so, I think that is still true to today. There are some people that are taking things for granted and say, oh, well, oh, I thought you know that. But I'm here to tell people, don't take anything for granted and always ask the question. So, where does the entrepreneur begin? The person that is saying, I just have a mom and pop establishment. I just have a small landscaping business. And, you know, I'm just a painter. I'm just a handyman. You know,
right.
Is there room for us on social media? And if so, where do we start?
Oh, my God. Yes, there is room. There's plenty of room. This is an abundance of place. You know, the internet is just wonderful. Now, the best place to start is, one, your bio. Create a bio that pretty much says what your highlights are, what your skills are, the name of your company. You have to be consistent. your phone number, your website if you happen to have it, and, you know, how people can reach you, your hours, that kind of thing. And then you start from that bio as your framework. And this is my social media strategy, okay? And so for people to pick up and go, okay, this is what I do. One, create your bio. Two, decide on which social media tool will be best for you. Where are your clients? Are they on Facebook? Are they on Twitter? Are they on LinkedIn? So if you're a person that's dealing with, like you said, a landscaper, so most likely they're not going to be that heavy on LinkedIn because that's more a corporate business social media site. And Twitter is effective if you are willing to spend some time and tweet about your business all the time. But mm-hmm. if not, then Facebook may be the most logical place to start mm-hmm. because it is the largest social media network. It has over 1 billion people. So imagine mm-hmm. if you just connect with, you know, a 1/16th of the billion, you know, mm-hmm. and that is a large audience. So mm-hmm. start filling mm-hmm. out the profile. And here's something I always like to help people with. If you don't have a logo, then you can have someone create one for you. And there's a great place you can go to have mm-hmm. a logo created for you. It's called
Don't mention them, please. No. I don't. Yeah, I'm not giving any free promotion on my show. I pay for this platform, so we cannot give any free advertisements. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I want to go back. I mentioned about a landscaper. And yeah. Just yesterday, there's the place that I hold my monthly meeting for my National Association of Professional Women's Group. Well, this place that I hold the meeting, they have, it's a gorgeous property, and they have a lot of empty land. Well, I went there yesterday, and the manager said, I must take you to show you all the new renovations that we have been doing here. And she took me to the back portion of the building, and I walked through the doors and I said, where did this come from? She said, not only where it came from, it came up in 2 days. There was the most gorgeous garden with perennials fully bloom. And she said, this came about in 2 days. They were having a very exquisite wedding. And at the last minute, the bride said, well, I want this. And they were able to get a landscaper in who gave her just what she wanted. And I stood there and I said, this is a match made in heaven for social media, because can you imagine, as you mentioned about create your bio and what you do for people and everything, it doesn't matter if that, I don't know the landscaper that did that, but I was thinking, Dee, if that person is able to put that out on social media that he or she does that, he does not really need to be in the area where it is. He could consult and design it and still get the business. And if they want, they could even fly him or her there to do it. But I said, in 2 days. And when you come back to that place, if you come back, which I'm sure you will, I'm going to take you and show you that place. And you're going to say, in 2 days. So this social media thing, it's amazing, so long as we know how to use it.
Exactly. So right, Daphne, because if you know how to use it correctly, it is actually quite powerful and effective to help promote your business as well as create your brand. And that's really the first thing that you want to think about after you've created your bio, as what do you want social media to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And is it, I just want to get a whole bunch of likes? Well, you could buy likes if you want to. I don't recommend it. I do say it's a process, and you have to build your fans, friends, and followers the same way you would networking, meeting people, same exact way.
Okay, Dee, hold your thought here. I want to bring a word from our sponsors. And this second, we just ended the first segment. We are going into the second segment now, which is brought to us by...
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right, so check out our sponsors there at AMD Law Group. And as I promised in the first segment that I would give you more details about the cruise for June the 15th to the 22nd, 2014, and it will be on the Norwegian Epic. Cruise like a Norwegian is their tagline. And aboard the Norwegian Epic Mediterranean Star, join us on June 15, 2014 for 1 week of amazing inspirational cruise aboard the Norwegian Epic Mediterranean Star with the dynamic life transformer Daphne Clark Hudson, inspirational speaker and teacher. We are delighted to invite you to join us all on one of the fantastic cruises of the Norwegian Epic. Norwegian Epic offers world-class programs and a new wave of accommodation and activities. More than 20 dining options with complimentary, including 24 hours pizza delivery aboard anywhere on board. On board also is the Blue Man Group Legend in Concert. We have Second City, Fat Cats, Jazz Club, and Hole of the Moon. Here are the places that we will visit. Port of call is Barcelona, Spain, June the 14th. Then we are at sea on June the 15th. Then we go to Naples, Pompeii, the 17th of June. Then we go to Rome on the 18th. Then we go to Italy on the 19th. Then we go to France on the 20th. Then we go to Palma de Mallorca, Mallorca, on the 21st. Back to Barcelona on the 22nd. We have categories BC stateroom for 13, including fees and taxes. Category BE for 1273, including taxes, and all the rates I'm reading here includes your tax and fees. category ID in Interior Stateroom is $873. And then we go, there's easy payments. You have a year to pay off for that. So you have up to 9 payments. And you can start as little as $118 a month. Your last payment will be due in June. So I want for you to call up Miss Olinda Begg. The number to call is 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Again, this is the crew supporting the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies. Call up Olinda Begg. And you can also email her at olindabegg@aol.com or call her on 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. And we hope to see you there on the Norwegian Epic. And listen, we want to hear you call in. My expert is on. She's speaking about social media for the freelance soul. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 554 to the show. All right, so thank you for hanging on, D. So we want to go back. We were talking about entrepreneurs, and we were talking about some of the things that, because we are involved and immersed, we thought they are norms, but they're really not norms. We spoke about some of the reasons why entrepreneurs are shying away from social media and really delving in and taking advantage of it. So, back to you, Dee.
Well, one of the things that I find the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs do is they try to create a whole new persona online, and you don't have to do that. What current marketing plan that you have, your business model, that you created from the get-go is fine. And all you have to do is incorporate social media into that, not the other way around. You don't want to create your marketing as your social media tool. You want to start with the current marketing plan you have and communicate that onto your social media tools. And that's what creates a consistency in developing your brand.
Then the world won't be thinking you're schizophrenic, because they know one thing, and then they read this, and I'm thinking, huh? Hold on here. Is this the same person I know?
Exactly.
Oh, that is too crazy. That is too crazy. Okay. So now, I'm not sure whether you're ready to go into this or there's something else you want to cover. You had mentioned about us choosing which social media suits us best. So I don't know whether at this time you want to take the opportunity to speak on each separately.
Yes, I'd be glad to.
Okay. So you have the microphone.
All right, awesome. First, let's start off with Facebook. It's the most popular social media tool. It's the largest. And currently, right now, we have over 84% businesses on Facebook. And that is huge. This is when you're using Facebook, it allows you to connect with other people, other groups, and that are in your particular field. So if you're a chef, you could connect with other chefs within Facebook and kind of talk to them about the latest and greatest foods and utilities and such. If you're a mom, you know, and you're having a babysitting business, that's another place where you can connect with other moms and drum up new business. And so Facebook has so many advantages, but here's the thing. They change the rules quite frequently. That's why you need a social media expert to guide you through the shark-infested waters that is Facebook. But it is highly recommended because it's more popular than your standalone website. You need to have both, as well as making sure if you have a Facebook page, put it on your business card so people can look you up and find out more information about you. And it's easier for people to share your page than to share your business card. And nobody carries paper anymore, but they will easily share your site. So that's a wonderful tool. Highly recommend it. Twitter. Twitter is it's a mini blog. You're allowed to only type in 140 characters at a time. Now, what's so interesting about Twitter is there's a culture behind it. And that culture is like little keywords that you can use to connect with other topics. So those are called hashtags, and that's a pound sign that you'll see at the end of a sentence. And so say, for example, if you watch a TV show like Dancing with the Stars, my favorite one is Scandal. So if you like, oh, I'm really loving how Max is dancing with their dance partner, and then you put a pound sign, DWST, Dancing with the Stars, and then it will connect all the tweets that are talking about that same topic at the same time, and you could connect with them. That's another way of connecting. It's a great tool. And here's the other thing. In Twitter, you could connect with superstars, and then they can also connect with you. You could follow them, and they could follow you back. And what I love about this is that when you get a superstar, you know, like one of my favorite people is a preacher, Cindy Trim. Love her. And I followed her, and she would tweet out questions, and I would answer, you know, just engaging. And then she started following me. And I was like, wow, how odd is that? And so that's what celebrities are following, you know, regular people. So it's a great way to connect.
Can I just interject here? It's interesting you say that because I was at an event some time ago, and this lady shared the same thing, that she was in a restaurant that she's been going for years because they sell good steak. And all of a sudden, she was sitting in there, had a good meal with steak and everything. And she tweeted about if you are in X area, you should always visit X place because there's steak and so on. And she said, what you know, they tweeted back at me. So she was thrilled. And she said, you think I'm ever going to go any place for steak anymore? No, because she said they tweeted back at me. And that's some of the advantages you get from there.
Yes. That's free marketing. That's free marketing also. And so that's why. And it's free. I probably didn't mention that. Facebook is free as well as Twitter. So it's highly recommended. Now, here's the other thing. You can search by keywords your industry. You can find out what your competitors are doing. You can find out if somebody's asking about a question or a recommendation. And you can say, hey, that's what I do. I can help you. And boom, you've got a connection right there. Tropical Traditions, which sells coconut oil. And I was tweeting about coconut oil, how wonderful it is for your skin, your hair. And it was great, right? And so I was telling people, just buy coconut oil. Well, Tropical Traditions, which sells organic...
calling these companies. No, I can't afford to do that. You can talk about it. Just don't name the companies, please.
Okay. Sorry, I get involved in the story.
Yes, you found the advantage of coconut oil, which all Jamaicans know a long time ago. We grew on that stuff. So you found the advantage and you start tweeting it to the people. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
just be cautious with these companies, please. Yes.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So they called. The whole idea is that they contacted me and told me about their products. And you know what? I bought from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
mm-hmm.
been buying ever since. So
mm-hmm.
it's a great customer service tool.
Right. They're paying attention.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
so that means as entrepreneurs and business owners, you can drum up new business by just paying
attention. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's very, very valid point. Because you know what I love about this social media thing is that it basically levels the playing field. You know, because under traditional marketing, would you ever expect a big corporation to contact you? They wouldn't go, oh no, we're not going to be bothered. But they look and they saw the impact you have on social media and they say, well, let me reach out to her because she say one kind word about us, that is going to bring us 500 new customers. So they are paying attention. They have people that they put right at the forefront to watch what's going on in there. And that's what we can do to us small business people and entrepreneurs. We must find a way to find our own independent watchdogs who can be out there and paying the attention for us because we only have two eyes and we cannot be at every place, but we can sure have somebody who is on the watch out for us.
That's right. That is so true.
Okay, so you deal with Facebook and you did Twitter. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to continue on to talk about LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
LinkedIn is a social media tool that is a more professional, business-like platform. So you don't go up there talking about your kids or your dog or
really?
Putting pictures up.
No,
that's not the place to do it. You could do that on Facebook. You could do it on Twitter, but you cannot do that on LinkedIn. As you mentioned before, this particular tool, if somebody doesn't have a picture, that means that person's not really serious.
That's right.
It's set up for business people to do business with them. It's a pure networking tool. So, again, fill out your profile completely. And LinkedIn has an exhaustive profile set up. So they want to know everything that you do, your resume, literally want you to put your resume up there, as well as your education, and what are you going to be using LinkedIn for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a easier platform to promote your business. Not
mm-hmm.
only do you create your LinkedIn personal account, but you can also create one for your business. You create a business page right in LinkedIn and just promote your business and services. Fantastic. If you've got a video, you can plop it right in there and people could see your work.
Oh, gee, so, I prefer the word insert. You remember how you don't want us to use the talkie picture?
Right, exactly.
So I don't want them to plop it. I don't want them to be plopping that video in there. Girl, that thing's going to be twisted and cockeyed.
Exactly.
Oh, that's too funny. Yes. It's us, you know, what's a day without laughter? But I just had to catch you on that one. Yes, I'm sorry. So go ahead. So we do Facebook, Twitter. Now we are on LinkedIn.
And then I want to express some information about YouTube. YouTube allows you to create videos, of your work, and you can also watch other people's videos. Now, the reason why this is important as a business owner, it allows you to give people visuals. You know, you'll watch a quick 60-second, 2-minute video of somebody promoting something. You know, they're called commercials.
And that's so like late-night TV where people... That's why people be buying so much junk on late-night TV that they never use.
Yeah, you could create your own commercial right on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic tool, highly recommended. Another tool is called Pinterest, where you can put images up of your favorite things, whether it's food, dress, fashion, medical. You can also promote your business there and just get it out there to the people on Pinterest, which has 83% women.
Really?
83% women. So this is a great place to promote to women and get them involved. And here's the thing. The social media tools are very incestuous, especially Facebook. So Facebook wants you to promote on Twitter, and Twitter wants you to promote on Facebook. LinkedIn wants you to promote, Twitter wants to promote on LinkedIn and vice versa. And Pinterest wants to promote on all of them.
Pinterest is smart.
Yeah.
Give me everybody. I'm not going to be selective. Spread the love. That's what I'm talking about. Wow.
Yes. But here's the thing. Make it good. Never post anything that you would be embarrassed to see later on.
Your grandmother sees.
Your grandmother, mother, and grandchild.
If
they can't look at it, then no one else should be.
That's right.
Because if you're having a drunken night and somebody posts a picture of you, untag yourself immediately. Because that can affect employment. It could also affect selecting you for a job, you know, to hire you for a job. So it's very important to protect your brand, your personal brand, as well as your business brand. And some people don't do that. And what happens is like, I was going to hire you, but I saw that thing on Facebook. Wow, you were really loaded that night. And so those are the things that you want to protect. And
you have to make it good.
Daphne, this is so crucial, and people need to understand that the government, Big Brother, is watching every tweet. It's listed in the Library of Congress.
Wow.
Right? Can you imagine that? Now, I'll give you a great example of what happened to these two little twin sisters. They were coming back from a party, and they were in an accident. And the car flipped over, and, you know, it was just very dire. But they were able to find the last time they tweeted. They pulled that up to find out, you know, and what they tweeted was, "We're leaving the party now, heading home." And they tweeted that to a friend. And so when, you know, they were discovered and everything, and as investigated the accident, they, you know, contacted Twitter and said, you know, "We understand they have an account. What were their last tweets?" And that's how they pulled it up. And so, if it wasn't a public tweet. But I just want to say,
be careful. That's right. Be cautious. Because once you push the send button on those things, ain't no taking it back. You know? Ain't no taking it back. It's not like the typewriter where you can grab the white out and everything like that, you know?
I want to welcome
Black History to the show. Glad you take the time to join us. Let us know if you have some social media question or insight that you want to share with us. Yes, I'm sorry. Tom, go ahead, Dee.
Another thing that you want to do once you have your accounts all set up is decide on how you're going to engage with people. Now I'm going to say content and consistency is very important. It's king and queen of social media. So you have to put content out there that people can relate to, how you solve problems. And then you have to put information that's kind of that is consistent. You don't want to create the thing and then not go back to it for several months later because that just means, well, they're not really serious about what they're doing. You want to have a strong, positive impression that you're actively involved. Now, if you don't have the time to do it, then you hire someone.
That's right, what we spoke about before. Go back to the investment. Yeah, because trust me, you and I know there's nobody out there that is doing it all themselves because it would never get done.
Right.
But you just need to supervise. Before it goes out, you supervise that what is going out there really represent you and your brand.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And so hiring your nephew or niece to do it is not effective, and I'll tell you why. They're not interested in business. They're interested in being social on social media. They want to find out where the latest parties, what's the latest songs, what's the latest of everything. And so maintaining your fan page is not crucial to them. So you have
to have
someone that understands business as well as putting up content that's effective and that will cause engagement.
You know, there are lots and lots of across the world where there are lots of virtual assistant service that you can utilize. And you can research and find out the one that works for you. And if you can afford to start with an hour, you start with an hour. But as Dee mentioned, the importance of being consistent is what? If it's an hour a week, it's an hour a week, at least that's 4 hours a month. But it is building consistency. So that's real good stuff right there.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, the number is 646-915-8166. And don't just hang around and listen. Let us hear from you. Write something in the chat room. Let us answer your questions. I'll read it for Dee. Or for those of you listening on your smartphones and tablets and everything, I want to encourage you to call in. And I want to let you know we are now on iTunes. So you can download us from iTunes and tell everybody to check us out on iTunes as well. All right, so we went through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and no, we are on YouTube now. Wow.
Yes. As I mentioned, YouTube is a place where you can create your own commercials, videos, and you can recommend other videos to your followers, your email list. It is just a great tool to share information. Mm-hmm. But make sure if you are going to create a video, don't make it a long, drawn-out one. Make sure it's interesting. You want to add animation to it, cartoons if you want, or clips of something that's going to hold people's interest. Have fun with it.
That's right. I think industry standards say to keep it below 3.5 minutes and shouldn't exceed 4 minutes or something like that. And, you know, when you're working with experts, they know the guidelines. But when you call Uncle Joe and Auntie Susan to do it, they ain't got no idea about what is needed out there. And this is why we got to do this seriously and make sure we get the advice and the input of experts.
Yes. And I appreciate that. It's so important. What I want people to do is avoid making the common mistakes of creating it and then just leaving it and thinking that it's going, you know, if I build it, they will come. That's not true.
Not anymore. Not anymore, honey.
Yeah. It's a tool that you have to actively use. And Facebook, they change the platform so frequently. But now it's rolled out. The differences are rolled out depending on how much time you spend on it. They watch very carefully your activities on Facebook. And you know why it's so popular with businesses? Because every time you put, when you put your profile out, you list what you like, what movies, where you live. You also list when you comment on other people's tweets. It's a recommendation.
And yeah, so it's an endorsement, like, yeah. Wow.
And the ads are directed to you because these are the things that you have told Facebook that you like. You may not have done it directly, but indirectly, you have. And so that's why the ads are customized. They're all always different on each person's page.
Everybody's page. Wow. There's so much. It's not everything. You know, what I realize is that everything that these social media platforms does are done with extreme intentions. There are no guessing, and there's no hit and no possibly missing. There are going to be hits because they are intended to do so. This is good stuff. This is powerful stuff. This is good stuff. And, you know, again, I'm so thankful that you are able to come in here and invest in people. And I want people to take this thing serious, you know. Take this seriously and reach out for the help and the support that you need so you can be coming on sometime in the future and saying, you know, I was really behind on utilizing social media until I heard you the 26th of June on the show. So thank you. And I want to encourage people to call back in. When a particular segment speaks to you, take the time to write on the show page and call back in and give a little kudos or, you know, a little pat on the shoulder to the expert who has helped you. You know, it's yesterday I was in a meeting with a lady, Dee, and we were talking about social media things and the power. And she said, you know something? She was telling me about a certain event she had, and she said, just one person in a wheelchair was not happy. They had 400 and plus people at the event, and one person wasn't happy. And I said to her, I am praying that you did pay attention to that one person, because I said the other 400 plus people who were satisfied, they are not going to take the time to go on the social media to write about their satisfaction. And I said that one person that was dissatisfied is going to make every effort when they get home to write about you. And she said, you are so right. I said the same thing to my staff. And this is why we got to be cautious. We can't just like push things aside anymore. We have got to be out there and to just to address them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, people could talk about your business even if you're not online. If you
don't
have a platform. And, and really ruin your reputation before you even get on. But that's why it's so important to have information out there. So when they want to connect with you, they can. And that's what—that's the powerful purpose of social media. It's just allowing us to connect and to relate to each other about what we're passionate about, whether it's our work, our services, our art, you know, anything serious or form fun. You know, we've seen governments toppled because of Facebook and Twitter. Because the power of social media, it's like Great example of the power of social media was the Boston marathon.
Mm-hmm.
When the bomb happened, the city of Boston, the Boston police station, tweeted out what they wanted the citizens of Boston to do, and they were obedient, and they did it, and they were able to find the person, the suspect,
right away. That's right, obedience and technology. I was also privy to somebody sharing that there was a woman that started making some jewelry from home. I think she was looking to supplement her income. And she started doing the jewelry. And she took the picture and put it on Instagram or something?
Right, yeah.
And even before she could sell one piece of the jewelry locally, there were a lot of celebs and a lot of high-end department stores that wants her jewelry just by putting it up there. And the lady says she doesn't know what to do because the amount of orders that she's getting in, she don't have the manpower to make them. So I said, that's a good problem to have. I said, all she needs to do is have some of those high-end stores pay her in advance. And she can hire the help she needs and get the material she wants and to get the business. And I said, wow, because I guess that's the only social media that I'm not on because I don't understand it and I don't know how it works. But I tell you, Dee, when the lady shared that, I said, I'm going to have to look into this and see how it really works. But there's so much out there.
Yes, there is. Instagram is just a great way to post pictures and, you know, you put captions of what it is that you want. And, you know, in her case, she probably put her website and they contacted her. You know, another cool way for her to be successful is raise the price.
I never thought of that. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That is so true, too. Look at that. Yeah. Who would have thought about that, too? Oh, that is some good marketing right there.
There you go.
What I'm saying, awesome. You know, I am excited that she was creative enough in putting that up there. So even before I think she probably have a website as you say, but even before she was able to go out there and do any marketing or nothing, she won't ever have to go to no craft fair or rent anybody's table at anywhere because she's filling up door showcases in department stores.
Right.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, tell her raise the prices.
Wow, amazing. We have 51 minutes remaining in this segment, and our conversation today is with social media strategist Dee Boone, and we are talking about social media for the freelance soul. Social media for the freelance soul. So if you are listening and you are still fearful of the word social media, this conversation and this dialogue is for you. So we want you to tweet, text, call, do whatever you can to get the people over to be part of this conversation. So again, the number to do so is 646-915-8166. I also want you to stay tuned and pencil in the date for December the 5th. We are going to have a retreat, a weekend retreat, And we are going to be doing it at the luxurious Litchfield Inn in Litchfield County in Connecticut. Just stay tuned, but we want you to pencil in the date right now. It is going to be a quiet retreat for men and women. I'm sick and tired of the men yelling at me every time I do a retreat, and I do it all female. And when the females get home, their husbands or significant others calling me and yelling at me. So I decided that this year we are changing that. We are not doing all female. We are doing a co-ed. So it's not couples. If you're a male, you can come. If you're female, you can come. If you're a male and female that is in a relationship, you can come. If you are the other way around and you think you're going to benefit from it, still come. I'm not there to judge you. I'm just there to work with you. So I'm excited about what the retreat is going to be about. So stay tuned and pencil the date in. The other thing, I'm looking for members for my Litchfield chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. Check the website out, napw.com. I tell you, I went to the conference back in April. It was held in New York City. I tell you, it was my first experience in life where I was with 1,500 women at an event. I tell you, 1,500 women. And there was no gossiping and no cattiness. I've never, ever seen so much power. So I tell you, 400 chapters strong, 400,000 members nationally. I tell you, it's a movement. And if you are not yet part of it, you need to be part of it. So I need you in my chapter. We are doing some phenomenal things. So check it out. And when you join, tell them you want to join the Litchfield chapter. So check it out and let them know you heard about it on the A New Day show. All right, back to my expert, Dee Boone.
Well,
all right, Dee.
Really...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you were saying what?
No, I've really enjoyed my time with you today. One of the things I do want to say about when you create your social media tools or platform, make sure you put a call to action in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a call to action may be like my page, share with others, buy now. You know, check out my website, you know, go to this event, join me, you know, look out for this, stay tuned for the next. You know, creating a call to action is so important. And because we assume that people are going to just do it on their own, they're not. And that's
valuable
crucial.
Valuable lesson.
Yeah.
We and got to tell people.
You can also use it to educate
yes.
Your fans, friends, and followers. Educate them about your business. It's obvious to you, but might not be obvious to anyone else. Give them information that they didn't know. It's like, oh, I didn't know that. And then also offers like, you know, free this, 20% discount, you know, and that's a with them item. What's in it for me? You know, it's really about creating an opportunity for people to do business with you.
And that's the perfect segue, I think, into... into my next question. And my next question is about conversion. How can we convert our contacts from any one of the social media platforms into paying clients?
One way to convert the fans, followers, and friends is to have a platform for them to do business with you. A lot of people just feel that, oh, they'll go to my website and they'll just buy. No, mm-hmm. they won't. If you're in Facebook, you need to create a vehicle or use a third-party app for them to buy while they are in Facebook. So if you are a consultant, you can put your services right there where they could buy right on your Facebook page. If you're a music artist, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can create MP3s, ebooks. You could sell them all online right within your fan page. Now, that takes a little extra.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's why you have to be working with an expert for them to teach you all of that, because I thought that selling on Facebook was a no-no.
Oh, no. You can sell on your fan page. Oh, and thank you for saying that, because you cannot promote or sell on your personal account. This is
okay.
Okay, but you can sell or promote on your fan page.
Mm-hmm,
on your business page, okay? And and I've seen people get their accounts shut down as a result of promoting on their personal account. Now, here's the thing. Facebook will not tell you why they shut you down. They'll just shut
you down. Really?
Yeah. They'll make you go after them. And they may respond within 10 days, but that could be 10 days of lost business. So again, your Facebook page so that people can actually buy, and then reply. Get the when somebody says, "Hey, I like this," contact them. When you get new fans or friends, you know, shoot them an email and say, "Thank you for liking my page. Thank you for following me on Twitter." When somebody wants to connect with you on LinkedIn, you know, send them a message and say, you know, I'd like to connect with you, talk about business.
Mm-hmm.
So these are strategies that you have to use.
Do you recommend, because I know, like, some people have their stuff set up on automatic, that the response and things like that is set up, and you go like autoresponder and things like that. Do you recommend that, or see that as advantageous? Yes. Okay.
No, I don't recommend it, because
it's not authentic.
It's not authentic, and also somebody could be asking you two questions in one.
That's right. That's why I always think, I mean, why is it set up like that? How you know you're going to answer the question the person is asking you?
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, only time you want to use an autoresponder is when you're not available, like if you're going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, somebody will get back to you between 20
such
or 38 hours. That
course,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's time to use it. But other than that, you want to seem alive and engaging. Keyword engaging.
That's right. You know, it would be damaging. I ask you a question and I'm getting back a response saying something that has nothing to do with what I ask, and I'm going to say, but yeah, what is this about? You know, this is a robot or something, you know? All right, we have 41 minutes remaining in this segment. Is there any other pressing issue that you want to address before we get to the summary and get to the part where you tell people what you have going on and how to connect with you? So we have 41 minutes remaining here.
Okay. One of the things that I do want to mention is that it's not a magic pill. Social media does take time, but you have to have a plan. And that plan could be, one, building awareness for your brand, and two, creating more engagement with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you can measure for. Don't mm-hmm. expect that somebody likes your page and then all of a sudden they're going to buy your business. No, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. are going to like your page and see what else you have to offer. And that's
what
the type of relationship.
What would some of those engagements look like?
Engagements would look like, let's say you're posting some information of, like a fun fact. And here's one that I use quite frequently, and it is that social media is a great way to market your business with little to no money, right? And then from there, do you use social media to promote your business?
Mm-hmm.
Click like if you do.
Ah.
That is a call to action.
To action,
action is to, answer the question.
Question, and then click the response.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It just have to be with intention,
Yes.
Because adults have very short attention span. I remember, I think it was last year when there was a promotion for some money for small business that was done through, I think, Chase Bank and somewhere. I don't know if you remember that promotion, Dee. And I entered it. You had to get, I think, 200 and something, 250 people or something to sign up for your business and everything. And man, did I learn a valuable lesson. I have a lot of followers on all the social media. And I put my stuff out there. And you know what? Guess what everybody did, Dee?
What?
Everybody clicked like.
Oh,
they
awesome.
Weren't. No, because they were not supposed to click like. They were supposed to vote. But because I did not take the time to explain to them that they needed to go to such and such a place to vote, they just clicked the like on the thing that I sent them, which had nothing to do with what the contest was about. So I learned my lesson from that. I said you have to instruct people how and call them to action, because if you don't, you're not going to get the results you want. I want to welcome guest 698 to the show. Let us know if you have any question. My expert is Dee Broon, and she's speaking about social media for the freelance soul. The number you can call is 646-915-8166, or please feel welcome to type your question in the box below. Yes. So, there's a lot to learn and a lot of action that some actions we need to know not to take,
Yes, that is true. It's important to be aware of the do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the things that I teach my clients of what to do when they're using social media, when they decide to manage their own page.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I do want to mention is that it's crucial
mm-hmm.
to have your social media tools on your business cards as well as your email signatures. And the reason why that because people can easily connect or go online and share that information. Oh, that's another great thing to do is to say, hey, share this page with your friends. That's a great call to action.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. If you have the QR code on your card, are you still expected to list all of the social media platforms on the cards as well, or the QR code will take care of that?
Oh, no, no. Not everybody's using the QR codes. They were very popular at one time, but it's not the good to do anymore.
Okay.
So because it's not everyone, not everyone is on it. So what I recommend is listing at least the top three that you're active in.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Yeah, and so if you want people to connect with you personally, you can list that. But if you have a fan page, you want to make sure that that's listed and place a call to action. On my business card, I always say visit and like my fan page.
That's right. And so there's no clouded decision there. You know what you're supposed to do. You visit it and you like it. If you visit it and you didn't do any of those two, you weren't obedient to that which you were called to do. I want to add, I don't know why, but I just felt led to ask you to just go over this back again. You had covered it. Would you talk about the advantages of hashtag? What and why we use them and so on, because you had mentioned it before. I don't know why I just feel led to ask you that.
Oh, okay. Hashtags are absolutely wonderful in Twitter to use. What it does, it allows you to follow the tweets that are all talking about the same subject. And so right now, if I were to look at Twitter and look at the latest trends, it would tell me what people are talking about. And so as my computer is, you know, refreshing, your hashtag would be a pound sign and then a few keywords. Some people try to use a full sentence or a phrase. But the smaller the hashtag, the better. So right now, Dama is on the trend for Twitter. So I have no clue what Dama is, but when I click on it, it's going to tell me exactly what that represents and what it means and what are people talking about Dama. So that's D-O-M-A. And these, it's about, I believe, civil rights. Yes, the Supreme Court.
About the voting?
Yes, Supreme Court.
Okay.
Obama. And so there are like over, you know, several hundred tweets regarding this subject. And it's all together. So that's so the tweet is there. It's all right there. It's not on your timeline, but it's, you know, you can look it up. And you can see the new tweets coming along together, which are wonderful. And let's see, what else is up there? Yeah, a lot of it's about the Supreme Court. And so, which is a great way to follow a topic. In this case, it's, you know, about the law. And also, you can also look up a phrase. Or create your own. That's the cool thing about hashtags. You could create your own. If you're at a conference and you could use the initials of the conference and the hashtag. And so join us at the conference, hashtag CER. Community Emergency Response. And join us. And then they go, oh, okay. And then when your friends get there, and you could say, tweet to your friends that you're at a CER meeting or a CER event. Yeah.
I observed that happening at the conference I was in April. And as people tweeted from the 1,500 attendees sitting there, the feeds were going up live on the on the screen. So you could, it's right before your eyes. You're able to see the power of social media just evolving right in front of your eyes. And I'm still working on that part of me because I am old school, and as a speaker, I'm thinking in the back of my mind there's a little something saying, oh, you can't be tweeting while somebody's speaking. It's disrespectful. So that part I need to work on, and to know that it's not that it is not disrespectful, it is keeping the rest of the world informed to know about where you are and what you are doing. And just keep them. It's like they're there with you. But I tell you, man, it's amazing. I was sitting next to this woman and she had a tablet. I tell you, I'm not the swiftest note taker when I go to conferences. And this lady, she did not have to take a pen up. She had her tablet and she took the pictures, she took the notes, she took the overheads and everything that was up there. And I'm looking, wow. She said, yes, I bought this so that I don't ever have to take another notes again at a conference. So there's so much out there that we can take advantage of and to utilize. We have 29 minutes remaining. I want you to start winding up. Then you're going to go to summary. Then you're going to go to what you have to tell the people about how they can contact you and everything after that. So, is there anything else that I'm sure there is that we have not talked about that you see as vital importance for the listeners to hear?
Yes, I do want to mention, just to support what you were saying about the conferences, as a speaker, one of the things you want to do is, in terms of keeping your audience engaged, is tell them to tweet something you just said. Are now using that because they know the kids are out there on their phones anyway. So they said, hey, tweet this, tweet this song. Tell somebody to come to church. And social media is the most powerful tool for ministry because it's always a call to action. And so don't be afraid of Twitter and the hashtags. They can promote you directly or indirectly. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, somebody's like, ooh, hashtag Daphne Clark Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do, when they click on it, goes to your profile. And then your profile tells them what you do and how you help people. And then they look at that's in mind to create an engagement.
Wow. This is powerful. This is good stuff. Listen, if you're still sitting on the sideline and you have not called in yet, you only have 26 minutes and 40 seconds to do so. So, hey, I don't want to hear that. Oh, I had a question, but I didn't call in. So if you don't call in, how is she going to help you? It always amazed me, my supporters always send an email or something saying, oh, the conversation was flowing so nicely, we didn't want to interrupt by calling in or writing question. And I'm thinking, no, this platform is for you as well to be engaged, but... It's all good. It's all good. It is all good. So 26 minutes remaining.
Awesome. This is good time for people to go and check out my Facebook page. And again, here's the call to action. I want you to visit and like my page, which is facebook.com/socialabundance, and that is my fan page. So definitely go there and click on it, like the page, and tell me that you were listening to me on the show, and I will definitely connect back with you and help you if you have any other questions. This is very important to use. One of the things we're talking about, the the entrepreneur soul. Here's something I want people to understand. Your personal brand is just as important as your business brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I mean by that, so your pictures, your photos, and your actual tweets or posts all represent who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a very positive person, that positive messages go out and they will come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a confrontational and slightly negative, you're going to get a response that is not going to be as friendly.
That's
so
right.
So you want to make sure whatever you do post that it is constructive.
Mm-hmm.
and informative.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the key points I want to recommend when you are developing your personal brand. And I know people say, I don't want anybody to know about my business page, my friends. And I'm like, okay, but what happens when you do that, it creates a standalone for your business page. And the only way people find out about it is if you share it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't share it, no one knows about it.
You have to
be willing to promote. And like I said, it is okay to promote your Facebook account on Twitter and vice versa. And same thing on LinkedIn. Make sure it's on your resume. Tools on resume so that people can look you up. Because they're going to Google you anyway. They're going to do that. So remember, like I said earlier, make it good. Make sure that the information out there is, one, number one, correct.
Accurate, yep.
That it's up to date, you know, because content and consistency is key. Three, make sure that your business page is represented properly. Make sure you have a professional that is maintaining your page if you choose not to maintain it yourself. Don't leave it up to your niece and nephew. That's not going to be effective for you. And next, I didn't get to mention this earlier, but if you have an event, please include a photo, a flyer, a visual for people to see. Other than that, they may think you're just joking. It's not real. So you want people to come, make sure you have a gorgeous photo of what the event is going to be about. And like I said, you could throw your flyer up there and fill out the information completely. Do not assume people know where it is. You know, it's on Main Street. Well, Main Street where?
That's
in
right.
In Norwalk. Okay.
There's a Main Street in every town.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had one client that wrote on her flyer, it's quite similar. You know, she said on South Main and in the borough. And I said, what borough?
That's right.
And she goes, everybody knows that. I'm like, I'm from Connecticut.
Nope.
I don't know that.
That's right.
You know, and she looked at me cross-eyed. I'm like,
I'm
from another state. I'm not familiar
with
it.
Right. I have no idea what you're talking about. You know,
right.
It's like people who keep talking and just giving acronyms, and I'm looking, you know. Not everybody know that, you know. Again, it's not the norm. Not because you know it. That doesn't mean the rest of the world knows it. All right, so why don't you tell people, single out the services that you offer that people can utilize with you. And then by the time you finish that, we should be able to summarize. We only have, can you imagine? We only have 21 minutes remaining.
Wow. We've been talking a long time, right?
That's right. Hey, we women, that's what we do. We talk good stuff.
Like I said, I'm just delighted to be on the show. Well, I focus on three things in my business. One is strategy, technology, and culture. That's my approach towards it. So I give you information and strategy. So, for example, a social media overview where I give you a clear explanation of how you can use social media to grow your business. And then if you want a more customized option, I also offer a social media branding strategy where I go through your online presence. So that's taking the information that you currently have and giving you a clear assessment of how people see you. And you need to know that. You need to know exactly how you're being perceived online. And I give you recommendations and changes and a messaging strategy to build your fan base. And then I offer full-service social media practices such as account setup. Say you don't have anything, and I will create your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn page, or any other social media tool that you have available. And then for you want to create a builder, a social media builder, and that's for business owners who do not have a presence but want to create one, or they have a small one. And so I'll give you all the information and as well as teach you. You'll get a one-hour training session. And here's the cool part. We could do this in person or we could do it online. And
wonderful.
So I make it easy and over the phone. And then I could create everything from soup to nuts in terms of the platform creation. I offer training programs, one-on-one training sessions, which are very affordable, and a mastery program on Facebook. So that means knowing the rules, fan page success, fan page engagement, and that can, again, phone, internet, as I use Skype to connect with people online, and management packages. I will manage your Facebook page if you're just way too busy to do it yourself, where I learn about your business from your marketing plan and create posts for you, and also contact you whenever somebody, a potential client or prospect, wants to know more information. So I set up your account. So remember earlier I mentioned how people can buy from you on Facebook? I set it, I create the thumbnails to do that, and also a welcome page so that people can learn about your business. And then I have a Prime package where it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I create videos. I will add, not create them, add videos onto it and post on all the different tools that you have available. And so these are the management packages are monthly. And they are, I have received such great reviews in that regard. So I love doing the management because it saves people time and it keeps that information out there. And also I have, you know, a la carte services itemized. So if you just want, hey, do you just do my fan page, create it for me, and I'll put that together. I got a little small package for that. And so you may think that you want me to implement something. You don't know how to do it, and then I will do that for you. So in the implementation, maybe creating an event, adding some more thumbnails, a welcome page, or a complete notes. Say you have some notes that you want, and notes are maybe 5 to 60 sentences. So that's very effective. And you can also find out all this wonderful information on my website, which is dboone. That's dEBOONE at .biz. dboone.biz. And you can also, again, go to my fan page, which is facebook.com/socialabundance, and you can contact me there. And you literally can click on the thumbnail that says contact and send me a message. And if you want a 15-minute free discussion on your social media questions or issues, I'll be glad to do that. So especially for Daphne's listeners. That's going on for today, and
I have to tell you, D, This it stays on archive, so people are going to be downloading always.
Oh.
So yeah, okay. whether they listen to it live or not,
mm-hmm.
the minute we click the end episode, it is available to them on iTunes and in
mm-hmm.
archive for them to download. So they are going to be privy to the conversation for the rest of their lives,
oh, yeah.
so long as they click in here.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Also,
yeah.
I do want to mention that
Before you go, you did not mention your Twitter account.
My Twitter, yes. Twitter.com/DE_Boone, BOONE. So that's DE
okay.
underscore, that's like a flatline dash, BOONE. And you'll
okay,
see,
so that's Twitter at D_Boone.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Also,
all right,
one of the other.
Go ahead.
Did I mention my success coaching as well. So I also teach business owners how to transition from employee into entrepreneur. And
mm-hmm.
I have some wonderful packages available for that as well. And I enjoy helping people go through the process from goal setting right into launching their business. So there's some really great things, as well as creating a speech. You know, if you have to speak somewhere and you're like, and also I'm available for workshops, whether it's social media, leadership, public speaking, and I definitely like to get in front of people and talk and tell them, and as you can tell, a large resource of information, because I want people to walk away feeling informed and empowered.
Wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Is it my website?
Wonderful.
dboone.biz.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, we have 12 minutes remaining. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, closing thoughts. One, start up your accounts. Start up with your Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn accounts. Make sure the profiles are completely filled out so that people can easily understand who you are. Start from your marketing program that you have, your marketing strategy, and make sure that you are putting out content and
mm-hmm.
you're consistent. So don't do a whole year gap or monthly gap. You know, you posted in 2010 and now you're posting, you know, once every other year. that doesn't show the seriousness. Of the business.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And enjoy the process.
That's right. And have fun.
It's about relationship building. It's not
that hard.
You don't have to keep coming up with a book every time you post. People only want one to three paragraphs. I mean,
yes, keep it sweet. Keep it sweet.
Yes. Short.
Keep it short and sweet. Keep it short and sweet. Keep it short and sweet. Well, thank you. Again, you delivered again, Deanna. I want to thank you so much for your commitment and your belief in that which I'm called to do. I honor you for your commitment in what you do, and thank you for investing in my vision and my goals and my listenership. I don't take it lightly.
Very happy to be here and to do so. Been a wonderful time with you.
Yes, thank you so very much. Again, give them your contact information.
Yes, you can reach me at dboone.biz, as well as facebook.com/socialabundance. On Twitter, it's DE_Boone. And also, did I mention my LinkedIn? You can also connect with me on LinkedIn, but make sure you got your photo.
That's right.
So
no, we don't want no cellulite.
Right, exactly. So it's linkedin.com/IN/D D Boone. That's D B O O N E. So there's no E after the D. And so I would love to hear from you and connect with you and help you go to the next level in your life and your business.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for coming on this morning and spending this amazing time with me, Dee. And I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Yes.
All right. And yes, and again, for just some more information on the cruise is June the 14th through the 22nd, and we are going to Europe. The consultant you can reach out to is Olinda Begg. It's OlindaBegg at AOL.com. Her phone numbers are 203-539-0094, 203-818-3174. And we are going to Europe. Our port of call is Barcelona, Spain. And day one. Day two, we are at sea. Day three, we are in Pompeii. Day four, we are in Rome. Day five, we are in Italy. Day six, we are in France. Day seven, we are in Palma de Mallorca. And day eight, we are back in Barcelona. The rates that I give here is included of taxes and fee. You are going to be responsible for your flight to get to Barcelona from wherever you are. And wherever you are over the world, you can join us on this cruise. We're looking forward to have you. The BC category is 13. The BE, balcony stateroom, is $1,274. The inside staterooms is $874. And we have a payment plan where the first payment plan was due on the 31st of May for $250. The initial deposit is non-refundable. For the balcony C, double occupancy, we only have 7 cabins, and that's for the 13-14. First, second, third, and fourth payments are $118 per month. The last payments are due on the on February the 15th, 2014. So, Colin, we know the date for the first payment went by. However, we are still accepting. So, again, you call Olinda Begg, 203-539-0094 or 203-818-3174. Or you can send her an email at Olinda Begg, OlindaBegg at AOL.com. OlindaBegg at AOL.com. She is the cruise consultant who is putting this cruise together for the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is the nonprofit set up to fund the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland in Jamaica, West Indies. Our goal is to start the breakfast feeding program this September when school reopens. So when you click on the description of today's show, you will see a link that you can click on, which will take you directly into the GoFundMe page that is set up. I'm so grateful that so far we have raised $300, $396 we have raised so far towards the breakfast feeding program. So I am asking for your support. Whatever you can give, we ask that you donate it to help us feed a hot breakfast to the 100 children at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. Every dollar helps. If you have $1 and you know four more people that have a dollar, that is $5. Will you please help us to get some nutritional breakfast into the stomach of these children at the Carmel Primary School? It is also my goal to raise enough money to build a cafeteria there for the children. Right now, the children, they go to the little canteen and they get their lunches at the window, and then they have to walk back to the classroom to eat their food. I'm looking to give them a more comfortable way of doing this. And later on, we are looking to build the cafeteria where they can sit in the cafeteria, socialize with their classmates, and go ahead and eat their lunch. And when the bell goes, they can go back into class. So again, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. is the nonprofit which is set up to help to feed these children. A part of the nonprofit is also going to be where the parents grow the produce that is needed for the children. They will grow it and they will supply the cafeteria with all of the produce so that the cook does not have to go to the market. So I appreciate your support and ask that you continue to send us your resource, your financial resources. If you are interested in going down to Jamaica to help us to launch the product, message me, message me and let me know that. And I will give you the details how you can join the team as we go to Jamaica. Continue to have a blessed and prosperous week. Know that you can accomplish anything that your heart desires. Share this link with someone so they too can tap into their social media for the freelance soul. Remember, you are created for a destiny. Do not allow anything or anyone to deter you from that. Stay blessed.
Hold me, this prayer. about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me, and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.